So this morning's readings, we have on display, I think, the teaching of the scriptures relative to sin and its consequence in our lives. And there's two ways to look at that. There's myself as an individual, and then there's myself in relation to the community. Both of those come through clear this morning, and I'd like to just talk about that a little bit, starting with the more personal dimension in terms of the consequences of what sin is and what it does and what it affects in us, and what Jesus essentially came to do in taking it away. Now, on the personal level, I think one way to get at that would be to ask the question, when I sin, what is Jesus doing? What is he doing? We know what we're doing when we're sinning, but what's Jesus doing? And if we go to the scriptures, I think it's very clear to us that he's enduring what we're going through. He's enduring it because we find that on display, especially on Calvary. Every sin we threw upon him, he endured it, so that when I sin in the body, that's what he's still doing. He's enduring it. But with a difference now, because he can never die again. See, on Calvary, he died. He actually died. He went to the grave. He rose from the dead. And see, now there's nothing we can do to kill him again. He's still there, and he's undergoing grief and enduring what we do when we sin. So that what our aim is then in life as Catholics is to, as best as we can, attempt to become a dwelling place pleasing to Jesus. That's the challenge. I mean, that's why we enter into the spiritual battle at all against sin, is to become personally a dwelling place pleasing to our good Lord, where he can take up residence and be at peace within us. You'll recall when he was preaching at one point, he said, the birds of the air have nests, the foxes have lairs, and the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Well, we're meant to now become dwelling places where Jesus can lay his head and take up his rest within us. And when that takes place, we know peace, and we're at peace with God. And that's why we would want to seek to avoid committing sin. And we do enter into the battle against it. So that's the personal level. Now, there's also a communal level to sin as well, and that we find in the gospel today, and also the first reading. We find a leper. Now, this leper actually has physical sores on their skin. They manifest to the outside. You can see it when someone has Hansen's disease, we call it today. And there are still leper colonies around the world. I know we have them down in Brazil. Some of our friars serve down there at a leper colony where they try to care for people with Hansen's disease. And you get these physical sores on your body. And of course, what the first reading is saying is, you're unclean then. You have to separate yourself from the community when that happens. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. And then, of course, this leper comes upon Jesus today, and he's isolated. He has to be separated from the community. Now, Scripture will sometimes do this. It will give us a physical manifestation we can see in order to teach us about what's going on the spiritual level that we don't see. For example, we can talk about let's say, the brick and mortar city of Jerusalem in our world. It's got a wall around it. Some of you maybe have been to the Holy Land. You can go and actually see the city of Jerusalem in Israel today. But by the time you get to the New Testament, they're talking about a spiritual Jerusalem, our mother in the heavens, the New Jerusalem. You see, the physical Jerusalem, yes, it's historical, it's real, but it's also a symbol of our heavenly home that we don't see. You see what I'm saying? Jesus at one point said to a paralytic who wasn't able to walk, "Your sins are forgiven you." Now, nothing visible to the eye occurred, but there was a whole lot going on the spiritual level there. This person was forgiven their sins. But so that Jesus could call the Pharisees and scribes to faith, he said, "That you may believe that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then turned to the paralytic and said, "Take up your mat and walk." And when that gentleman got up and walked, whoa, we saw that with our own eyes. And that was pretty impressive. But it doesn't mean there wasn't an immense healing that took place when he said, "Your sins are forgiven." You see. Well, we get that in the gospel today. Here we have a leper. He has to walk around yelling, "Unclean, unclean," so people get out of his way or get out of her way and get far away from them. And they're dwelling outside the community. And Jesus comes upon one of these lepers. And he says, "I do will it, be clean." And his sores are healed. Now see, by healing, he's able to once again take up his place in the community. That is an image of what happens on the spiritual level when our sins are forgiven. And Jesus even says, "Now go, show yourself to the priest. He'll verify that you've been cleansed, and then you will be able to take up your place again in the community." Sin not only separates us from God, we fall out of communion with His church on earth. We fall out of communion with His church on earth when we sin. And see, this is a very Catholic understanding of how we have a relationship with God. When you fall out of communion with His church on earth, you fall out of communion with Him in the heavens. That's very foreign to, say, someone like Luther in the Middle Ages. Luther pretty much dispensed with the church and said, "You know, this church is so corrupt, it's so full of filth, it's all man-made, it's just a bunch of old men who want to have control over us, and it's the whore of Babylon." That's what he called the church. And the church now is, I have a relationship with Jesus, you have a relationship with Jesus, you do, you do, you do, and when we come together, we make the church. And if we have a disagreement among ourselves, we go make the church down the block. But see, that's not the way the Catholic Church has ever understood this. The communion of the church was established by Christ, and in fact, the Eucharist makes holy communion. The Eucharist actually makes the church. And by our share in this holy communion on earth, we have a relationship with our Father in the heavens. That's how it works. That's how the Catholic Church has always understood it, all the way back to the time of Paul and the apostles. My relationship, your relationship with God is in direct proportion to my share in the holy communion of the church on earth. If I sin and fall out of communion with the church, I fall out of communion with our Father in heaven. Just like this leper, he's outside the community. Jesus heals him, gets rid of his sores, and then he says, show yourself to the priests, and that will be enough for them. They'll verify that you have been healed, and you can take up your place in the community once again. Well, guess what? That's going on the spiritual level when you go to confession. And this is why Catholics go to a priest to confess their sins. You're not only being reconciled with the Father, but the priest is there reconciling you to the church on earth. And by reconciling you to the church on earth, you once again enjoy a relationship with the Father. What you hold bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you hold loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So sin, we fall out of communion with the church, and I'm full of some other spirit than the spirit of the living God in Jesus Christ. There's something else filling me, and it's not the spirit of the living God. It could be the spirit of the world. It could be the spirit of the flesh. It could just be me. I'm so full of myself that I've fallen out of communion with the spirit of the living God that I received at baptism. And I need to be reconciled, you see. And that's what we're talking about in the gospel today. Yes, there is the personal. We need to attempt as best as we can to render ourselves pleasing dwelling place of Christ, that he can lay his head down in our souls and rest. But then we also have our relationship with the community. Sin makes us fall out of communion with the church. And I just conclude with this, to be reminded of where are we headed. We're headed to taking up our place in the communion of saints in the heavens. One of the measures for how well we'll be ready for that moment is, how's it going down here? How's it going? Will you be well disposed to take up your place in the communion of the saints in heaven? If not, whatever is keeping you from sharing in that needs to be dealt with in purgatory. I don't know what, maybe it's a grudge. You know, you just can't get into the communion of saints and start ragging on people. Jesus is curating that particular community carefully. And he's working in us dispositions that allow us to take up our place in this community. Well, right here on earth. How's it going down here with our community experience? My guess is, if you're like the rest of us, myself included, it can be pretty tough sometimes. Life gets complicated just by living with one other person. It gets to be a challenge. And of course, our challenge is this: how do I learn to love fallen, weak people? Because that's what we all are. And it's the Spirit of the living God that helps us do that, because that's what he did. He loved us. Weak, fallen, sinful human beings. And he reconciles us. And then he calls us to do the same. It can't just be Jesus and me and the heck with you. I could make that rhyme. Jesus and me and to heck with thee. How about that? Doesn't work. We're in this together. We're helping each other to get into the kingdom together. And we don't pray, my Father. We pray, our Father. So brothers and sisters, today we are called by Christ to learn how to love in his church on earth. Does it have a lot of faults? Yes. In fact, I've come to understand the Catholic Church as being like a dirty bar of soap. A dirty bar of soap still retains its capacity for cleansing. And the dirt doesn't belong to the soap. And the cleansing agency in the church is the divinity of Christ, and it can never pass away. And that's what we call on, and that's what we go back to, and that's what we come back to through his mercy when we go to confession. Once again, he takes up his dwelling place within us. The dwelling is made pleasing to him by confession, and we are reconciled to the communion of his church on earth, and through that, with our Father in heaven. And that, brothers and sisters, means peace on earth.